Hey, podcasters, back in your ears for a new year.
Give a shout out.
Kate, Tim, and Marty's podcast shout out.
Get them in any time, by the way.
Yeah.
At Kate, Tim, Marty, Jules Brunel.
Okay.
Got in touch. Can I get a bloody shout out listening to the podcast on my authentic Beats by Dr. Dre headphones purchased in Thailand for 850 baht?
Okay. Yeah. I don't understand a lot of that, but it sounds great.
It's about 32 Australian dollars hearing. We got to
shout it out. Get your shout out in. Tweet at KTimMarty.
4:02:59.
Good afternoon, eh?
Good afternoon, Kate, Tim, and Marty.
Kate, Tim, and Marty. Driving you home.
Yeah, home. With us.
Yeah, home.
On Nova.
New week, new attitude.
Oh, we are so home, guys, and this year is off to a cracking start, isn't it?
I didn't want to go home after the show yesterday. I thought 2 hours is just not enough, and I woke up this morning, let's get back in there.
I know exactly how you feel. I couldn't agree more. Who's that bloke that said hello to us? What's his name?
Jeremy Heller. Entertainment reporter occasionally.
Good get.
Good
accent. Have we found out where he's from?
Ages ago we determined it. We'll get the latest on that though soon. And maybe some more classic Jeremy Heller moments for later in the show. Today it is the first quick draw of 2017. Your mystery guest has said it's finally time to take you on, Miss Richie. Get ready for it.
Okay.
Then, Kate, you gave us a bit of this yesterday.
Going to try my very best not to be so uptight, not to scream the words out like they're exploding from my body.
So we'll see how you go after five.
I got a fair idea.
Oh, do you, Marty? You know me so well, don't you?
I do, I do.
Help me work out.
Why are you talking like that?
Coming up very soon. More on Meryl versus Donald Trump. But next, excruciating ex encounters. Coming up very soon, we may have an answer to why we only got two phone calls on yesterday's show, and we'll play you something soon. At the moment, though, a little bit more about the Golden Globes. Obviously, 24 hours has passed, and we hear and see more things.
Look, I think if the breakfast shows were back at work around the country, we wouldn't even be bothering with this story because it would have been covered off numerous times. But the joy of being the first show back on air is that no one can nick your gear.
The first show back. Of everything.
In the world.
After Today Show's gone, have they got their A team back yet?
No, Carlos has got another month off.
I think it's really awful. You can't say A and B teams and things
like
that. Well,
you
not publicly
can.
You can. People know that that might be the way it works.
Well, you said it, not
I
me,
did
mate.
It.
Oh, wow. We were just joking.
I was only mucking around, and then you just laid it out there and said they're B teams at work.
And you're the one from the telly.
Oh, am I? Know my life is radio, guys.
Good call.
Yeah, good call.
This is simply headlined, The X. Excruciating X encounters. Those moments where you just go, oh, my God, that you're there. Social media erupted following an awkward incident at the 74th Golden Globe Awards between Laura Dern and Billy Bob Thornton. Now, I wasn't even aware that Laura Dern and Billy Bob Thornton had ever been together.
Oh, yeah, that was the one. That
Many
was the big
years
one
ago.
Before the next big one, Marty, which I'm sure you'll get to.
That's exactly right, Blackers. Billy Bob famously dumped Laura for Angelina Jolie 18 years ago after a two-year relationship that took place between 1997 and 1999.
That was around the Angelina Jolie Hackers Time, which is a great little film if you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Obviously.
97, 2007. That's 20 years ago he was married to Angelina Jolie.
So he fell under her spell, which is what seems to happen.
Well, they had the sort of vials full of each other's blood and all of that kind
of thing. And the trampoline room, the room that was just trampolines. I mean,
good fun.
How cool is that? When you just want to bounce around.
Look let's go to the tramp room.
Oh, God, you get so excited. Oh, Marty, you'd never be in the tramp room.
You can't eat soup in it.
I'd be in the tramp room in my socks.
Please don't jump.
Billy Bob won Best Performance by an Actor in the television series Goliath and had to squeeze past Laura's chair to accept his award.
Oh, excruciating ex encounters.
Lies on them.
Billy Bob looked stony-faced as he forced his way past his former fiance, you heard bird turd, and she looked less than impressed. I mean, there'd have to be some bad blood there, even after 20 years, when you get dumped by someone who's clearly, you know, Well, was he having an affair with Angelina, or have I just made that up?
I don't know. You're telling the story.
Okay. I don't know if I made that up or not.
Well, look, I guess Billy Bob's still on the winner's list, if anything is to be said from this incident. Mm. So he shouldn't be too upset about the encounter.
No. Viewers took to social media saying, at least we got to see Laura Dern physically fight the urge to stab Billy Bob as he walked behind her. I'm convinced, said another, Billy Bob thought and walked past Laura Dern just to her off.
Oh, please. Surely she'd be over it.
It was an awkward. I watched it all last night. It was awkward how they all had to squeeze past everyone when they won.
I know, invite less people or find a bigger venue.
Well, it's TV and film. Mm. I mean, it's a big crowd.
You could do without the TV component.
Oh, why? There's some great TV shows. Night Manager, The Crown, everyone's raving
the
about.
The Crown one, which is actually one of the more stunning bits of TV you'll see.
Oh, we'll have another night for TV, guys. They shouldn't muddy the water. Logies. Yeah, they shouldn't muddy the water.
Don't mock the Logies.
They got the Logies, you know.
Where are they? The Gold Coast issue?
Ben Mingay presenting. we'll never get a call, but let's try. 13-24-10, excruciating ex encounters. At the moment, we're doing...
Ooh, excruciating ex encounters.
Well, first live sting of the year.
Well done.
Thanks, Darcy.
Well done, Darcy. Laura Dern has had to sort of move her chair slightly at the Golden Globes as Billy Bob Thornton brushed past behind her to accept his award for the television series Goliath. He won Best Actor in a Television Series. Good one. Best Performance. Best performance by an actor in the television series Goliath. Of course, they famously dated in the late 90s before he left Laura, who was his fiancée, to hook up with the Black Widow herself, Angelina Jolie.
What's your favourite Laura Dern movie? Question without notice.
Look, it's hard to go past Jurassic Park 93.
I was thinking Jurassic Park 3 actually was my favourite of hers.
I don't have one.
Pick one that's not Jurassic Park.
October Sky 99.
Yeah.
What about I Am Sam?
I Am Sam. That was great.
Was she in that?
Yeah, she wasn't Sam.
Well, I know she wasn't Sam.
Okay, well, who was Sam then, if you know so much about the movie?
Mr. Penn, was it, or was it the girl? Which character was Sam? The man?
I don't know.
Oh, I hate talking about movies.
Another great movie chat.
Sean Penn, Michelle Pfeiffer, and then in tiny letters, Laura Dern.
Yeah, but she's one of those actors, a very fine actor.
But just the one that's in the kitchen for 5 minutes.
A lot of people don't remember her name, do they?
She was married to old mate for years and years.
Who's that?
Rob
Mills.
No, I always get him confused. It wasn't...
Okay, we'll go to a caller because we've got one. I don't want to lose them.
Let's not let a caller go, for God's sake.
Stuart, welcome to 2017. You're our third caller for the year, and we're asking excruciating ex-encounters.
Hey, great to have you back, Marty and Blackers. Thanks for the opportunity to share my encounter with you.
What about Kate Ritchie, Stuart?
God.
I mean,
mate, you know what? I don't care. I don't want to be here either.
Hey, well,
you know, as much as you don't want to listen to me, I don't want to be on the radio.
Don't start like that.
Don't be like that to Stuart. We're thankful for his call.
Are we?
Yeah.
It wasn't Bruce Harper. It was Ben Harper. Why would you put Bruce Harper up? It's Ben Harper.
Ben Harper, the singer. Oh, that's right, the musician.
Yeah, Ben Harper for years. I'm glad I didn't say Lenny Kravitz, because that's who I was thinking it was. Because, you know...
No.
Both musicians, though.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, of course.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bruce Harper, though. Google him. He's fantastic. Stuart, back to you. Excruciating ex-encounters.
Go for it, Stuart.
Five years ago, an ex had cheated on me while on an overseas wedding, which I later found out about. I'm cool with it. So anyway, and this only happened a couple of weeks ago. We were at the local market grabbing a bit of lunch. Mm. I saw her. I thought she saw me. Mm. She was with some work colleagues, both wearing sunnies, so I wasn't too sure. Anyway, I go up to her and I say, hey, how are you? And she didn't respond. Okay. And then I just said, hey, did you just look straight through me? And she said yes and carried on with her conversation. And
Is that it?
That's an
excruciating ex-encounters.
Oh, hang on. We've got a second caller. Nikki, excruciating ex-encounters.
Hi, great to have you all back.
Thanks, Nikki.
Well said,
no worries,
Nikki.
Kate. Okay, I'll make it quick.
Okay.
Well, you're not so far.
So far, you've been awful.
I do it all the time. Okay, so I was seeing two guys at different times within about 6 months of each other.
Okay.
And I left the second guy. They were best mates and hooked up with one of the guy's bosses. And then 12 months later, the boss and I went on a Kentucky tour and the two mates were on the tour.
So no way.
Yep.
What are the chances of that?
That can't happen.
That is a you much said it. Better story than Stuart's.
Let's go to the break with some Bruce Harper. Because I always have to steal my kisses from you. Or Lenny Kravitz.
Kate, Tim and Marty.
Welcome to Tuesday, Marty.
Kate, Tim and Marty, driving you home
there you
on Nova.
This is our mate Jeremy Hilliger. Now, as of 4:24 on day two of our year, we've had four calls to the radio station.
Yes. Feels right, doesn't it?
And I think we may be on to why. We were doing a sibling swap this time yesterday, remember?
Yep. Partner. Did you swap partners with your sibling?
Yes, that's right. We believe we may have a reason why we didn't get a call on that, because this person called the wrong station.
Is this 106.9?
No, wrong radio station.
Oh, well, they're actually talking about mothers and fathers and how they cheat on their spouses, and I had a really good one for them.
Well, unfortunately, I can't record you here, but maybe give them a call.
Sorry. Who was that? Do we know?
Yeah, we
good
know.
Call.
A guy from a Brizzy station.
Ah.
You know?
Yeah.
So don't call other guys without bonus.
It's not 2410, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. Up next, is your date older than your parents? Call us for that, though. Day one of Quick Draw for the Year. Coming
ooh.
Up after 5 o'clock with a mystery guest.
Yeah, and I've got a new way of playing this year.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
I don't, I don't know if it's going to allow me to win, though. That's the thing, because I need the passion.
See how you go.
Thanks, Marty.
It's like you learning Italian this year. On the last week of the show, we'll get you to do the first break in Italian.
Yeah, but do you
wouldn't
know what?
Fun?
I know I'm not going to learn Italian this year because that's been my New Year's resolution for 10 years.
Okay. Well, you should have probably
but
had a crack
my New Year's resolutions are things I'm not going to share with the two of you nor the listeners.
What's 10 in Italian then? Let's just have a little start.
I don't
Dieci.
Know. No, it's not, is it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, is it? Well done. Hooray for you, Marty.
Oh, that's number 11.
Yep.
Or whatever else you
whatever
want it to be.
Whatever you want it to be.
Let's ask the question now on 13, 24, 10. Is your date older than your parents?
Ooh.
What?
Is your date older than your parents?
We've done a little bit of this, kind of, you know, the age gap between you and your partner.
Yeah.
How about this one? 24-year-old Erica Gower. Hmm. She's not only dating, but she's engaged to be married to 64-year-old Rob with two B's, which doesn't make sense
B.
to me.
Well.
64-year-old Rob Taylor. A man, of course, 40 years her senior and 20 years older than her parents. Erica has said it was love at first sight after being serenaded by the performer at a bar in their hometown of Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania.
Pocono Mountains, yeah.
I think we've actually got a grab of him at the mic, do we? Him having a little bit of a sing?
Mm.
Oh, we do, having a sing, of course. Check this out. This is one of his tracks called To Be a Kid Again.
Okay.
Sing them all.
Go out and find my best friend. I think my personal favourite, though, is the next one. I'd like to get his on with you.
Oh.
I notice you noticing me.
I noticed everything about
you. Others, you're all that I see.
I don't know if this is what he was serenading her with.
Here we go.
I'd like to get it on with you.
Just good old-fashioned music,
yeah,
guys.
Just telling it how it is. I'd love to pass you. I'd love to get it right on with you.
Oh, but he didn't. He'd say it so aggressively. He sang it beautifully, Marty. Okay. He looks like he's had a bit of work done,
he
which
looks
is
like
why
Mickey Rourke.
Good
that's,
call.
That's very true.
Older, like younger Mickey Rourke.
Well, pre plastic surgery, Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, pre a lot of the
pre
work.
The wrestling movie.
Erica, she thought that Rob was only in her 40s, which is why she fell in love with him in the first place, I guess.
Who doesn't love a 40-year-old when he's 20s?
When he's singing Let's Get It On? Doesn't matter how old you are, if you can sing like that.
That's so true.
After 6 months together, this is the awful bit. While on a cruise celebrating Erica's birthday, Rob popped the question and Erica said yes. There's a photo of him there on bended knee on what would you call it, like a neon dance floor? You know the dance floors that light up?
Why is that the awful bit? That's the love bit.
But the awful bit is he couldn't get up.
Well, I just don't like public, I don't mind a public display of affection, but I certainly don't like public proposals.
Yeah, it's a bit, it puts you under pressure, doesn't it? If someone drops on the knee, it's like, oh God, I'm just going to say yes to get out of this situation.
Get up, get up, get up. They have admitted that they're going to have challenges ahead, but doesn't everybody?
So true.
Erica said, honestly, I worry about Rob passing away before me all the time. Questions are always going through my mind, like what I would do if he wasn't here with me.
Well, he's 64 and she's 24, so in 20 years she'll be 44 and he'll be dead.
He will be.
We're asking the question, is your date older than your parents, Ashley?
It wasn't me, it was my father. He left my mother for someone older than his own mother.
Oh, that's kooky.
He left your mum for a woman older.
Yeah, for a woman older than his own mother. So, I think by 3 years.
Oh, can you remember the exact ages?
Oh, no, not quite.
Why would you? But thanks for the call.
I mean, you've had plenty of time to think about numbers.
I might give the guys a call. I'm not going to give them exact details.
I'm not going to give them any details.
They'll be very vague about it.
See how they deal with this one early in the year.
Curveball. Thanks, Ashley.
You got us.
Let's check out the glossies.
We only spoke to Shigsy yesterday, wasn't it? He was on the one of the after parties or something at the Golden Globe Awards.
Yeah, he did.
Showbiz Shigsy. Not this Shigsy.
No, not this. No.
You got to say his first name.
You guys get so confused. this glossy is about Meryl Streep. Of course, she won the kind of Lifetime Achievement Award yesterday, and she made an enormous speech, kind of a hard-hitting speech about what she thought about Trump.
Thank you, Hollywood Foreign Press. All of us in this room really belong to the most vilified segments in American society right now. Hollywood, foreigners, and the press.
Just quickly with that line, though, it's interesting. Obviously, she had that planned, but when Hugh Laurie won, which was earlier in the night, he said that.
Oh.
Stole her thunder.
Oh, and she decided to repeat it. She didn't amend the script.
What are you saying about Meryl? Are you being a bit Donald Trump about it?
It's classic actors, isn't it? Can't move off the script.
Oh, yeah.
But do you know what? She probably knew that no one would really care about Hugh Laurie's speech and everybody would be listening to hers over and over again, which is what has happened because she did take aim at, what are they calling him, president-elect?
Yeah, and she'd never mentioned him by name, though.
No.
Which was interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, Trump, of course, has taken to Twitter and he has hit back at Meryl Streep. This is what he said. Meryl Streep, one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood. Doesn't know me, but attacked me last night at the Golden Globes. She's a Hillary flunky who lost big.
He cannot handle any criticism, can he? He just flies straight off the handle. He's like a drunk tweeter who sits in his lounge room after about 15 schooners and goes, what else can I say?
Yeah.
Isn't someone telling him not to do that?
Yeah, he's the president. You probably shouldn't tweet.
Stay out of it, you giant clown.
Who cares? Haven't you got something else to be doing? You just give it life.
I get the impression he doesn't sleep.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I think he's one of those blokes who's just like up.
You know, he's just appointed his son-in-law as his chief advisor for when he actually becomes president. So that's really cool, I reckon. Just one for the boys.
Oh, it's fantastic, mate. I just love it. Oh, God, it's just so wonderful.
You got news on one of our favourite derelicts.
One of our favourites, Marco Pierre White Jr., who's been a bit of a loose goose over the last 12 months, ever since he came to our attention on Celebrity Big Brother in the UK.
You're right.
He famously potted that bird after telling her he had a hall pass, although his fiancée at the time didn't believe he did have a hall pass.
Great recollection.
Oh, my God, are you reading that from somewhere, Marty?
I just remembered that.
It's here.
Oh.
Marco Pierre White Jr. had many of his fans worried for his well-being after he shared a grisly image of his blood-soaked sheets and nose, which he claimed were due to drug use.
What?
Now, has he claimed that? Because I haven't seen the video and I don't want to be standing reading that.
He has? Yeah, I've seen the video.
On Sunday evening, the 22-year-old spoke to fans on Snapchat for hours, admitting he was struggling to sleep following a drugs binge. He said, I'm going to be honest with you. I lost the plot a long time ago. I don't give a about the haters. I'm being me. I'm doing me. I'm living life to the max.
Just be you is what he's saying. Be
yourself.
Be the best version of yourself.
Everyone else is taken. Don't be someone else for someone else.
So nice. So well said.
Yeah, he's, mate, I tell you.
I'm worried about him.
We'll be talking more about him through 2017.
His dad should just cook him a nice steak.
Well, his dad should have stayed at home a couple of nights.
I know. The restaurant's going to be fine, yeah, Marco.
Can you just have a look and see how your kids are going?
Was the fortune teller right?
I love stories about clairvoyance and stuff like that.
Have you ever had one be accurate, though, Kate Ritchie? Have you ever come away from one and gone, geez, you know what? That happened.
Yes. And my mum has, and both my mum and dad have been to clairvoyance.
Yeah.
And I've listened to the tapes, and oh my God, they're spot on. I do think in some ways it's hard for me to go to a clairvoyant. In some ways.
You will date a skateboarding dude.
No, I just, yeah.
You won't learn Italian.
Your life will be radio.
Oh God. Jemima Packington. She's a fortune teller. Wait for this, though. You know when some people, what they look into crystal balls or they read cards and all of that. This is what she does. She's been using asparagus to predict the future since she was 8 years old, mind you.
Oh, God, this is rubbish.
Gemma, she is otherwise known as the asparamancer.
Oh, no, this is made up.
Or mystic veg.
Mystic veg.
Wait for this. She throws the asparagus spears into the air and she interprets the way that they land.
How else do they land?
I mean, what a
load. It's on their side.
Well, no, pointing in different.
With asparagus.
Yeah, pointing in different directions, I guess that would mean different things. She's thought to be the only asparamancer in the world.
Well, fair enough.
And she does readings for people free of charge at many large events.
Large events is being a bit generous.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
What do you mean by large events?
Comic-Con?
Glastonbury?
Festivals. Well, I'm sure there would be hundreds of people, thousands of people. She got the gift from her elderly aunt, apparently. Now, hang on. She could be legit because she did make some predictions in 2016 that did come true.
All right, hit us with them.
Prince Harry will have an important announcement to make.
Oh,
okay.
God. Anyone could have said that.
He did make an announcement. Remember about his new girlfriend, Meghan Markle.
Yeah, but he could have said anything.
His whole life is announcements.
Oh, God. She announced that the X Factor will be cancelled. That didn't happen.
She's been wrong twice.
But I love it how that's on the list second under her big predictions.
Of Harry's announcement.
Okay, she does have some predictions for 2017.
Mm-hmm.
She said they're very vague, which I think is sometimes what clairvoyants do.
Mm. Well, because then you can't hold them to account.
A national treasure showbiz couple will divorce.
Well, hang on, she's from the UK, though, so that's...
Who would that be?
Well, it's anyone. It's any celebrity divorce in 2017.
The USA will be seen as a pariah under the presidency of Donald Trump.
Oh, well, that's not a prediction.
Brexit will go...
But how's asparagus supposed to know that?
No, but I don't know how she does it.
It's interesting how asparagus knows all these things.
But maybe it's when people ask a question and then she tosses the asparagus.
Don't say tosses the asparagus.
Does the asparagus know how to eat it without making my wee stink?
I was only talking about that with someone the other day.
Oh, good convo.
Yeah, great chat.
One of your great holiday memories.
Really good mates. No doubt in Port Macquarie.
No!
Another cracking holiday story from Kate.
We should have something to do in this town.
KG Hennies.
Check.
And turn up Vader 6. Check.
Kate, Tim and Marty.
Here we go.
Driving you home on Nova.
Scream the words out like they're exploding from my body.
Oh, yes. That is what you did say about how you're going to tackle Quick Draw this year.
Yes. I don't want the words to be like a projectile vomit. I want to just deliver them confidently.
Good.
And calmly.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to go. Who's our guest?
It's finally time to take you on Mrs. Ritchie and get ready for it. This is how it ended last year. Name something you'd see at the airport starting with S.
Stairs.
Oh, no, you're not. That was so upsetting.
One of the great wins.
Another great year of quick draw for me.
2016 saw you at 16, the guests on 12. Let's see how it kicks off in about 15 minutes from now. What went wrong at the wedding is our question right this very moment.
God, weddings are a funny thing, aren't they? They can be awful or they can be great. We don't usually cover off great weddings. We usually cover off the awful ones, and this is certainly in that category. Whisper app. Awful things to happen at weddings.
Oh, you love whisper. Explain to us whisper again. Is that where you can anonymously post
correct
things?
Yep.
Which, or isn't ask that questions? Just the internet? Isn't that, can't everyone be anonymous?
Well, it's an app.
Debbie's
look out. But that's not me being a Debbie Dad. That's me being inquisitive, guys.
Sorry, I misread.
And curious.
Yeah. Curious.
That's the kind of guy, a good girl I am.
And guy.
Got something to tell you.
You're transitioning.
Can you save a big announcement to when everyone's off holiday?
Yeah, I know. Can you wait till we're in survey before you tell everyone you're going to be a man?
About March.
People have taken to the website Whisper to reveal the most ungodly things that happened at their church weddings. Never get married in a church. Some of the worst stories included story one. I had a session on my wedding day with my soon-to-be mother-in-law in the confession booth of the church.
No.
We've never talked about it, but we're always exchanging lusty looks. I mean, can that even be true? With your mother-in-law at the church on the day?
That's unbelievable.
Whose fault do you think that is?
The mother-in-law.
Anthony Bourdain, the chef that you and I love, the travel guy now, really,
yeah.
In his original book, Kitchen Confidential.
I mean, I like him too, by the way.
Okay, well, tell the story.
But Tim's like, the chef that you and I like. It's like, you know what I like?
I'm allowed to like chefs too, just because I don't cook at home as much as you.
I just don't carry on about it the way you do. Oh, have you seen his show? Have you podcasted this? Blah, blah.
Well, put the show on its lid.
Okay, go.
I'm not going to tell my story now.
I want to.
Because that was the length of time my story was going to go, so Marty can get back to the whisper stuff.
Ring me after the show, mate.
Yeah, I will.
No.
Story two. I caught her in the church office having a session with my best man and on our wedding day, no less.
This can't be true.
Hang on. Who?
He caught his soon-to-be wife.
The groom.
Yeah, the groom.
The groom caught, yeah.
The soon-to-be wife with the best man in the church office.
On the day.
On the day.
Just one last little hurrah.
Yeah, isn't that... who's in the wrong there? She is.
Yeah, of course.
No.
He's still trying to be the best man he can be.
I know. Oh, careful. I'm going to lose the rings.
Yeah, I know. He's just thinking, I can't say no because I'm the best man today.
Yeah, I have to do whatever these guys want and make it the best day for them possible.
And if it involves servicing her, that's what needs to happen.
Please don't say that. Don't use that kind of dialogue. It is so awful.
Don't shoot the messenger.
It's not a job.
He just read from Whisper, mate.
Sometimes it is a job. Story three. Yeah,
the Big Bash is on. That's a job.
Come on.
Quickly.
See if we can do it in the change of innings. I gave birth on my wedding day. My waters broke in the church. Boring. Story four.
I agree.
I didn't even read that one. Story four. My co-worker spent $600 to release butterflies at his wedding and they were all instantly eaten by birds that were perched on the church roof.
I see a light and shade. That's what I love.
A bit of fun.
What went wrong on the wedding day or who was serviced? Who shouldn't have been? I'll tell you that Anthony Bourdain story in the
good.
Song.
You can tell
if
me
you,
too.
If you want to duck out for a sec. Kate, Tim and Marty, whisper. That was discussing things that were going a little afoul at a wedding. A little awry.
Rye ball.
I mean, it started pretty heavy with the mother-in-law. I mean, she should know better.
I know, in the confessional, on the day.
There must be something kind of, like, it must be a fantasy or something, isn't it?
Mm.
I'm really not meant to be doing this here, but I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The Anthony Bourdain Kitchen Confidential story was that when he was catering a wedding, the mother-in-law and the groom snuck out through the kitchen and on the dumpster right outside
nice
the window.
Spot.
where all the chefs could gather around after they deep fry their calamari rings.
On the bin. On the big bin.
On the big bin. While everyone's out there dancing at the reception.
This is foul.
It really is. Yes. Mother-in-law's, eh? We should have done a mother-in-law phoner.
So, yeah, maybe the phones would have rung.
Did you kiss your mum on the lips? Or did you touch Johnny Pat on the toe? Oh, this is gonna be awkward.
Yeah.
Buddy, should we start with the original awkward from the BBC before we get to the fresh one?
Okay, go for it.
Because they have done this before. Remember when they got the wrong guest in?
That's right.
There was a
nervous guy
sitting in reception.
Bless him.
Actually,
he was
going
like
in
a
for
courier. A,
going in for a job interview.
That's right.
And they thought he was someone else.
Were you surprised by this verdict today?
I'm very surprised to see this verdict to come on me, because I was not expecting that. When I came, they told me something else.
Do you think now more people will be downloading online?
Actually, if you can go everywhere, you're going to see a lot of people downloading to the internet and the website, everything they want.
I mean, he did very well under pressure.
Yeah. And he just kept lying.
He never got the job either.
Is that right?
So he was on there for minutes as an IT expert about downloading, and he never got the job.
They've done it again. The BBC breakfast team has had an unfortunate mix-up between two guests. One was a mountain climber who helped save the life of a woman who had collapsed on a trek up Mount Everest, and the other, Dr. Todd Landman, was there to discuss US politics.
Former British serviceman Leslie Binns, he's now attempting to scale the world's highest mountain again.
Good morning.
I think you have the wrong guest, sir.
Ah, you are Todd Landman, aren't you?
Oh, my
BBC. That was awkward.
Wow.
That was kind of awkward.
Awkward.
There's also a good BBC one of the lady who's reading the news updates with her handbag on the desk, just fixing up her own makeup, and they come back to the... I mean, just good fun on YouTube tonight if you've got nothing on.
Really good fun.
A little mix and touch on Nova, Kate, Tim and Marty, Fitzy and Whipper from 6 tonight. It is quick draw time. You're confident about our mystery guest.
I am.
All right, well, why don't you just tell us then? Who is it?
Really? Well, I'm just allowed to blurt a name out?
You can blurt.
Don't say blurt, mate.
Is it the lovely Chrissy Swan?
Well, yes!
How did you know? Because I've got some kind of sixth sense and I've been thinking about it overnight, and the clue was something like, about time I took you on in Quick Draw, Ms. Ritchie, and not many people call me that, and I thought maybe it was Lynn McGranger, but she's still on holidays.
Yeah, I thought it was Lynn McGranger. How are you going?
I'm really good.
Thanks for coming in on your holidays.
It's an absolute pleasure. It's a delight.
Yeah,
it really is.
You're not on until the end of March.
I know, well, actually April, but yes. Okay. Yes.
Sorry.
Your holiday just doesn't seem to
end. I know.
What have you done? Anything exciting?
No, I've got three kids at home.
Yeah.
So no, like nothing exciting.
You've spent some time in the sun. You look a little sun-kissed.
I did. Well, it suddenly got to be hot where I was, and I managed to catch some sun. But I did have a holiday. I did have 5 days in Bali at the very beginning
of
the
holidays. Yeah, which feels like 4 years ago.
It was like July, but yeah, I'm still enjoying it, yes.
It'd be great if they bought a bin over there, though, wouldn't it? Just one big bin.
Wouldn't be a bad idea. Yeah. And also, what about some footpaths? Just saying.
Yeah. Nothing like walking through an open gutter to remind you not to wear thongs.
And also the smells. Where do the smells come from? It's like the seventh portal of hell. What's going on?
The seventh portaloo of hell. Marty and I did say the one day a year that they do clean up, and it just happened to be at a good mate's wedding. I believe you were at.
Remember that one day where they decided to get the tractors out on the beach?
It was right during the vows. Yes, I do remember it well.
Now, Chrissy, you are here on your holiday supply game called Quick Draw. And is it true that you have never done this in the history of the game?
I don't believe I have. I've got your app and I've played it, you know, on my own.
Yeah, in your own time.
For fun, but never against the formidable Kate Ritchie.
Well, I feel like I've taken on everyone around you. Obviously, everybody on your show, but you're quite close with Joel Creasy, aren't you? And he's like my nemesis when it comes to
Yeah, you've never beaten him, have you?
He has said that he thinks that you don't like him in real life, IRL, because he keeps beating you.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much like everyone apart from Joel Creasy.
Yeah, and women.
I really like the ladies.
You're not a big fan of women.
Oh,
you're not
a
massive fan of the ladies.
Just because I'm not as much of a fan as the ladies as the two of you doesn't mean I don't like them.
So basically everyone in the room once again has, you've never beaten them because you've never played Chrissy and you've never beaten Marty, all right?
No.
Let's play. I'll give you guys a practice question though.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Even for ourselves.
Well, and the thing is, just remember, I haven't played all holidays either.
Just remember. Okay.
We remember.
We only saw you 5 weeks ago. We're back.
And tell me the rules again. I can't remember.
I give a category and a letter, and the first to yell out a correct answer gets a point. The first answer you yell out is locked in. Best of seven wins. We have our audio guy on standby as well, Darcy.
Darcy on the pots and pans.
In case it is too close to call.
Okay. Happy New Year, Darcy. I haven't had a chance to see you yet, mate. Obviously, I'm not rushing around to say g'day.
He says... Good the only way Darcy. He knows how. Good on you, Darcy. Classic Darcy.
Classic Darcy.
So predictable.
Hey, you've offended him.
Take it easy on Darcy, mate.
Name something you would put in a toasted sandwich, starting with A.
Apple. Avocado.
Both of them are awful.
You've got to take apple.
You can't have apple in a toasted sandwich.
No, don't give it to me. It's only the trial run. You certainly don't put apple in a toasted sandwich.
Good jeez. I always put
avo in my toasties.
Oh, I don't like avocado
afterwards.
In a toastie, no.
Afterwards, Kate Ritchie. Afterwards.
You'll open it up
bothered?
And then...
Oh, honestly. Isn't a toastie meant to be kind of snappy?
No.
There doesn't need to be two stages to it.
Ordinarily, I would agree with you, but my three gourmand children...
They love it.
Oh, they've taken toasties to the next level. Mm. Yeah.
And again, it's proven Kate doesn't like women.
No.
Because I ask a lady a question doesn't mean I'm challenging them.
Remember that raw food bloke we had in here years ago, Blackers, who was a raw food guy? I mean, wouldn't even have toast. He would go out for dinner and take an avocado to the restaurant, and that's what he would
what
have.
What a fun guy.
He's shit. What's the point?
What's the point of living?
Him? Yeah.
I mean, carrot. Avocado. I mean, basically, he just ate veg.
I hate that guy.
We're going to come back next. Chrissy Swanee's here. The practice question is out of the way, and we'll play for reals after this.
Kate, Tim, and Marty's quick draw.
It was icy in here. With Kate Ritchie and Chrissy Swan.
Yes, of course. I was giving you the death stare, wasn't I?
And I won that practice round, and I wondered why you rolled over so quickly, and then I remembered it was just a practice round.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't say rolled over.
Oh, here we go.
You mean?
I love that.
You know
that.
What I mean?
Yeah, rolled over.
Of course, Chrissy will be back on air.
Better,
Chrissy will be back on air in Melbourne on the 23rd of January, which is ages away.
Oh my God, no.
It's like, I don't know who's shafted us.
Mate, there needs to be some phone calls.
This sucks.
A reminder, we are live. It is not our best of. We are live.
We are actually live.
Question one, first game of quick draw for the new year.
Yeah. Good luck, Chrissy.
Good luck, Katie. Clearing my throat, I'm getting ready. Been laughing too much, I've had too much coffee.
Name someone you'd see on a red carpet starting with C.
Kate Blanchett.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I had Charlie Sheen on the tip of my tongue, and then I thought, what red carpet?
The tiger blood red carpet.
Marty, you're scoring, by the way, haven't you? Are you allowed to score this year?
Yeah, I know. You should see the size of the score. It's like on a full piece of paper.
Question two, name something you'd put in the fridge, starting with J.
Jan.
Oh, I'm staying out of it, Blackers, but I liked jam.
Oh, jam was great.
But was it both jam?
We'll just need to hear the
replay. I'm going to stay out of it. I know sometimes. What I think.
Let's go to the replay.
Jam.
Me.
Kate.
Jeez, it was tight, though.
Did you really? Was that slowed down, or did you really go, Jam?
Jam. I'd shush up, Chrissy. You're behind.
2-0. No, it's best of 7.
Okay.
Don't worry, Kate. We'll have a man on next week for you.
2-0.
Name something soft starting with P.
Plush toy.
Yeah, good.
Beautiful work. Well done.
I know what I was thinking, but I couldn't scream it out.
What were you thinking?
Penis.
Name a cocktail starting with S.
Slippery nipple.
Ooh, the slippery nipple.
Oh, you are just one of those for years.
The slippery nipple. Was that a bit of Bailey's on a bit of Kahlua?
I don't know, but it just... I mean, there's so many naughty ones. Sex on the beach.
Yeah. Well, someone's been to Bali.
I know.
You can't have sex on the beach there, though. It's too much rubbish.
So no, my Marty. God. End up dead.
What is the score, Marty?
2 each.
Oh, wow. Okay, here we go.
This God, is I've got the sweats.
Big.
2 each.
Name something you'd buy from Coles starting with G.
Gouda.
Gouda. I'll take that.
Well, hang on, mate. We have to go to the...
I'm playing as well.
Okay, let's go to the replay again.
Gouda.
It's Gouda.
Oh, it's Gouda.
I told you.
It's Gouda. Really? Yeah.
3-2. Okay. If you get this, Chrissy Swan, you win.
Wow, what? Okay.
If you get this, you win.
First of the year.
This is most unexpected.
Kate has to get this to take it to a tie break.
Okay.
You have just clean vomit out of your hair, though, in fairness. It's not your day.
Absolutely. I have been having an awful day.
Here we go. Question 6. I'm sure we'll all hear about it during the song.
Question 6.
Name something you'd see at the beach starting with D.
Dick stickers.
What?
Oh, this is interesting.
Dick stickers.
Okay, hang on. You don't have to shout it. Both of you.
Kate really is like the evil girl from The Exorcist.
I know.
She looks so sweet.
Shush,
and
Chrissy.
Then...
Shush for a second. And I did start saying the D word.
And what did you say, Chrissy?
I said Dick-tocks.
Oh, Dick-tocks.
I've got all Benny Hill with everything that I've said.
You just need a couple of melons. If you could slide a melon in there or pat me on the head.
All right.
Okay. What do we do with that one, Blackers?
We're obviously getting a replay. I don't know what either of them are.
Well, dick stickers are speedos and dick togs are speedos.
They're budgie smugglers, aren't they?
Are we getting a replay? Yeah, Here we go. It's coming, is it?
It's hard because Kate started first, but I finished
first. Which are the rules?
Well, the rule is who starts.
Well, then Kate wins that.
Yeah, I think you've got to find that we're going to a tie break here.
Dick stickers! There you go.
I did. Come on, guys. Okay. I mean,
all right, here we go.
All right.
Tiebreaker time.
You're
this is huge for the first quick draw of 2017.
You couldn't write it.
Who'd thunk it?
I really need to beat you because in some strange way it makes me feel a little like I've beaten Joel.
Yeah, I understand that. No, I understand. Yeah.
And you're a woman, so that's also one of the real reasons.
If only this was as tight, you know, if it was tight when everyone wasn't on holidays and they could all hear it.
Yeah, I know. Imagine if this was happening in March when people are listening to the radio again.
Because I haven't seen a car on that bridge for a
month. Oh, God.
Question.
Fire a cannon up Victoria Street.
Next year, guys. Next year.
Name a zoo animal starting with H.
Hairy sloth.
The hairy sloth?
No.
I mean, is it called the hairy sloth?
That is not the official name.
Well, let's Google it.
You'd see a hairy sloth, though.
Yeah, I reckon you'd say. That's the
way you describe it.
And then your mate goes, which sloth? You go, the hairy sloth.
That's like you saying a zoo animal starting with B and I say a big lion.
Interesting point.
Okay, well, then what's your answer?
Well, we're finding out.
Hang on. Weirdest animal on Blogspot. Is the hairy sloth?
No!
Chrissy Swan!
The life of the hairy sloth! Yeah!
Oh, it makes me so angry.
Everything.
You won quick draw and you're still on holidays.
Chrissy Swan has just left us with quick draw. Shane, not a good start to the year for you.
It's so fine, though.
But I've worked out with a slippery nipple just very quickly.
Yeah, what's in it?
You pour the Sambuca onto the Bailey's Irish cream so that the liquids don't mix.
That's right. It's got separation there.
which is so classy.
It really is.
And then you have a cherry to garnish.
I never liked them. I never liked them. And I just want to point out quickly the hairy sloth.
Oh, careful.
When that was Chrissy's answer for a zoo animal beginning with the letter H, she was the woman who did her own Googling, which means, no, I don't know whether you saw the Googling. Did anyone else kind of double check?
No, but I noticed
because
it was...
she said, oh, yes, I can see it here on my phone. I've done my own Googling.
I noticed it was no one from here because of how quick it was done.
That's not the point I was trying to make.
It's an amazing show that you work on when the guest comes in and Googles their own answer.
Yeah, we've got three people standing by with internet.
No. And then the guest Googles the answer. I think that speaks volumes about our support staff and how unfortunate we are to have them.
Oh, my.
I mean, Clint has even tweeted through, sorry, Kate, who doesn't love a hairy sloth? Let me give you
that. Well, see, Clint.
Who's Clint? Is that the usual Clint, the Lasslet or the Lassette or something?
You know way too How much about our tweeters.
Oh, because he's a pest.
Oh, be careful.
No, a very nice pest. I love him and there's a little bit of banter between us. It's so fine. He's cool with me calling him a pest.
All right, you're confident. Now, this time yesterday, you were talking to us about how you spent your holidays. I mean, we got a little glimpse actually today as well about you had a conversation with someone about how your wee smells after asparagus.
Mine doesn't smell. Nothing about me ever smells.
Okay.
I was asked to confirm.
Oh, sorry, the mantra from Adelaide's on the phone.
Stop saying that.
Why?
Because somebody who doesn't often listen to the show listened to it the other day and said, can you fill me in about this thing about the mantra in Adelaide? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, well, they were talking about it on air the other day.
Yeah, you ruined one of their rooms and half the hallway.
I didn't.
And all of their towels.
Oh, okay.
But your vomit didn't stink. That's the one thing they all said.
No, that's what they said about Kate Ritchie. She's funny, actually. She vomited everywhere. It didn't smell at all.
I had a bad oyster. You can't help that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, an oyster. Yeah,
to his new.
An oyster. Okay.
To his new oyster.
Okay.
An oyster in the shape of a pint glass.
Can I have a dozen of your Tui's new oysters, please?
Look, the other thing I'd like to point out is you keep talking about how I spent my holidays making curtains. I spent one day making curtains. I did make lovely curtains for my bathroom. I went and bought the fabric, also bought the curtain rod.
Oh, it's a bit povo.
Good to have cafe-style curtains, though, in the toot.
I didn't even know what they were until
Because you haven't travelled much, Marty.
Cafe-style curtains.
Anyway, overnight, it's a shame I didn't see this on Monday morning.
It's a long road. I mean, save all your gold, though. Don't blow it all on Monday.
Don't just throw it away.
This guy is my absolute hero, okay? He's an unidentified man, so I can't even give him a shout-out. He's taken to Imgur to share pictures of his very own sad hobby. Well, I'm not saying that. He has a hobby, and this is what it involves.
It's not doing sit-ups.
No, it's not. It's not having salad.
Oh, the two of you, I don't think, should be talking about anyone not doing sit-ups.
Hey, mate, Pilates once a week.
The man.
Hey, mate, I've seen Tim do Pilates.
Good
luck,
Marty.
Don't you like that one?
Yes. The man knits jumpers depicting landmarks and location. Mm. And then, wait for it, not only does he knit the jumper, he then takes photographs of himself wearing those jumpers in front of those locations.
The waterfall one's a bit of a stretch.
Some of the locations include, have a look, there's a video on our Instagram, at Kate Tim Marty.
A video?
Well, it says video, but I thought it would just be photographs. Anyway, I'm just going with video because that's what it says. The locations include...
I wouldn't go into the year with that with that theory.
You should make one of your New Year's resolutions to not trust the staff.
If you can't trust the people around you, who can you trust?
Stonehenge,
Times Square, the Golden Gate Bridge.
Have you lost as much interest in this story as it sounds as though you have?
But look at the one in the aquarium with the sharks. He's knitted himself a T-shirt.
I mean, it's
that's ridiculous.
It's actually brilliant. It's not a. It's. He should have made it a bit higher because it does look like he's
got plunging.
A blemish on his chest that needs to be covered. But I think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant. The Times Square is probably my favourite, along with Stonehenge. Well done, mate.
Yep. Good job.
Nat Muzz.
Yeah.
Has tweeted
He's also a pest.
Good to know Nat Muzz is listening this early in the year.
He wants to know if your cafe-style curtains match the carpet.
I get it. I'm not an idiot. I'm not answering.
All right.
Do you have carpet in your bathroom?
Oh, God, I hope not. I hate that.
Oh, me too.
Is that what you're really asking, though? What are you asking?
Well, why don't you answer how you think we're asking?
I do not have carpet
see
in the
bath.
Hairy sloth.
Miss the show?
Smell you later.
Download the Kate, Tim and Marty podcast now via iTunes, the podcast app on your phone, or at novafm.com.au. And keep up with the guys on Twitter and Instagram at Kate, Tim, Marty.